listening to the adventures of Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel Scribe, Clark, the veteran mercenary, Pat, the gearhead racer, Hazel, the traveling scholar, and Buck, the patriotic vault dweller. This is Rat Rolls, a Fallout tabletop RPG. Join us now as a long hangover sets in after a bender of vices and visions.
A bat drags along the sidewalk, and the swoosh of the swing is heard in the air. A hazy person runs down an alleyway, and the hand reaches down to Lonnie. The spinning vision has calmed, but your stomach feels upside down. You can't really see much of anything. Do you grab this hand?
I don't know if I have enough about me to actually grab the hand. Like, I might be 3 more minutes.
So this hand kind of grabs you by your shoulder and stands you up. And could you please roll a endurance plus survival difficulty 2?
Thankfully, survival's a tag. I might actually have a decent chance in here. I just get the 1 success.
Okay, so the hand pulls you up, and then your stomach feels uneasy, and you start to feel it, and you don't really know where you are exactly. Your vision's still going, but it feels like that there's this little bit that's coming up into your upper stomach. You kind of rub yourself a little bit, and then it starts getting up into your throat, and it feels acidic.
Yeah. I'll feel back up. Whoever it was, I'm probably going to shoo their arm off. It's like, back up.
So into the sidewalk go a mess of red all over the area. It's sludge, but you see these little chunks of things. And now your vision starts to clear and you see little smokies just kind of positioned throughout the puke that Lonnie has put out on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. Oh, okay. Oh, what an introduction, right?
So it's nighttime, and all of you have found yourself in the flooded streets of an unfamiliar neighborhood. Lonnie's up, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't exactly call him up, but the rest of you are kind of still a little hazy. You see a few ghouls hop onto a small plank of wood and kind of use a stick to push themselves across a small waterway. There's lights strung across the street that hang over the water that kind of make the river like a little sparkling light show. There are no preservationist guards in sight, and most folks are openly carrying weapons around, but folks still have their coins emblazoned on their chest. It's kind of a beautiful yet dangerous neighborhood. A ghoul speaks up and says, "We've gotten kicked out of the last place. That leaves the Sweet Chariot right across the street. Maybe we'll hit up a Spotted Cat after that. I'm glad I found you all after my old crew left. Who knew great musicians came from all over the country? I'm just happy y'all know the classics."
Say what now? But quietly? Can you repeat that just quiet, a little quieter?
Yeah. What? Come on, Pap. I mean, this is, you know what's going on here. We're all musicians. We had the whole name worked out. We're going to the Sweet Chariot. We're going to do our performance that we're scheduled for. I mean, we talked about this for hours the other day.
The other day?
Yeah, it was, I mean, we've been big buddies for almost 24 hours at this point. We've been walking all over All Nolans, back and forth. To and fro. I mean, I mean, you guys are a trip to be with. I absolutely love spending all this time with you all.
And we appreciate getting to know you, sir, buddy.
And now that we've hit the 24-hour point, something we like to do with new friends is, on a count of 3, we say our names to cement the friendship, okay? So on the count of 3, Everybody's going to say their name.
Exactly.
Okay, can we do it? Can we do it in a song? Can we like barbershop quartet this, you know? Count us down. Count us down, Lonnie. You're the Brotherhood of Steel, and you've got a steel gut to go with that. Do it up.
Did you not see what? Okay. A one and a two and a three and a
Nick.
Lonnie.
Oh God.
And I blow up.
Fuck man. Yeah, we did it. Nick. Man.
It's Nick. I know it's Nick. There's an S and then there's a Nick after that. Yeah, I know it's a little bit weird. I just go by Nick.
Yeah, well, you can't sing an S, right? Like they teach you that. Like you can't sing S.
Yeah, you can. You can sing S's all day. I mean, haven't you heard a singing snake? You heard a snake sing before? Oh man, let me tell you something. Places I've been, seen a singing snake. I mean, that's quite something.
Why on earth would you want to see a snake sing?
Because it's when you think about how a snake sings. All right, I'm gonna do a little impression for you at this point. Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah. When you put it that way, yeah.
That was magical.
It sounds like steam escaping.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna take a look. How many coins does Snick have on his attire?
Snick does not have any coins on his attire.
Okay. So, Snick, I think I'm bad with directions. Where are we right now?
Oh yeah, we're down in the Marigny. I mean, we just got out of the last place. We've been kind of like making our. I mean, you all wanted to go to the Sweet Chariot when you were at Carousel, and you kept on chanting about it. That's half the reason we got kicked out of that place. And we've kind of like, you know, done a little golfing, I guess. You know, you go out there and do a little golfing between bars, and you know, we're all at par, I'd say, at this point. So like, you know, last one is probably a four drink par, but we've been to several so far. I mean, we're not really keeping track. It's more of the game we play, but. Yeah, we're in the Marigny. We're about to go Sweet Chariot because you all have. I mean, you know, we're gonna be the performance for that night, as you all have agreed to.
By the way, did this chant start with swing low? By any chance?
Yeah, that's actually why I came in. That's why I came and talked to you because I heard you over there singing the swing low.
Oh.
Frankly, I mean, Lonnie's a great baritone.
I'm pretty sure we got sucked into a sing-along, but yeah.
Okay, well, so we're near the Sweet Chariot now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad everybody brought their instruments with them. I mean, that's a real blessing in general. And I mean, the fact that they're so multi-purpose. I mean, this is a wonderful city for this. I'm so glad that they booked me, came all the way down here. I mean,
wait.
Overall, I mean, a great deal, a great place to visit. Am I right?
Where are you from, Snick?
I'm from Fargo. I'm from up there, but here's the thing. I was actually they put me in the vault for a while down here, and I was just visiting. There's a few of us tourists that they put in the vault that was just kind of like, here you go, and I was in the vault down here, came out, you know, still kind of, I don't exactly sound like a lot of the people from around here, you know, and I went back home, not much left of that, it's all pretty much gone, and came back down here. We talked about this the other night. I mean, do you remember any real facts about me?
A lot of things. I mean, it's hard to keep track of everything. Do you remember every little detail about me? Don't answer that. You were in the vault when the vault was used during the war?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. I was down here. I was booking bands back in the day. I mean, really, like working the things. A lot of these bars are the same, and I mean, it's the same kind of thing. But here's the thing: town is abundant here, and so I spend most of my time, you know, hanging out around down here, kind of traveling around a bit, trying to bring the scene out to it. But I mean, Pap, here's the thing. I mean, last night you were so excited. I mean, every time a bartender would say, "Do you have a drink?" you would yell out, "Gas me up, bartender!" at every single time that A asked if you needed anything. And frankly, I mean, that's the kind of like, motivation and inspiration I need for my group.
That's 100% something I would have said. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Would you mind telling me what I said when they offered me another drink? I only remember the first one.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. All of you, like, you really, Hazel, when we start having the competition of putting the little smokies into the instruments.
Oh, God.
And we would, like, shoot them out. We kind of blow them out and see how far they get.
Oh,
you're the winner, so I mean, we all bought you a free round of drinks. I don't know what exactly constitutes buying around here in Old Nolens, but we definitely did that. And then there was the time that we saw a ghoul taking a picture with another ghoul, and then you saw a camera and you freaked out and you essentially attacked them and tackled them, and then you started holding this camera above your head and started like chanting incessantly about f-stops and
yeah, that sounds like me. Okay. Mental note, whatever was in that drink, never again.
Yeah, we might want 2 coin drinks from here on out.
Hazel does have a camera now in her possession.
Woohoo!
Hang on, were you all like blackout drunk or something when I was taking...
Yeah, we... Snick, yes. Here's we're sobered up a little bit here, and here's what happened. We had a long day yesterday, and every single one of us hit hard liquor on an empty stomach, and we have apparently time traveled.
I mean, I've only read about that in Astounding Tales, but I really I've only known y'all for about 24 hours at that. And I mean, the pitch was so exciting. I asked if you all were open for job, and there's a vault dweller in your group, and literally pulled me aside and said that you all were very enterprising and very concerned about getting the right capital because you don't want anything to do with communism. I mean, I was like, That's aggressive, but I'm here for it. I mean, I'm here to book anything that we need.
So, Snick, there was a fifth member of the band. He's a very burberry mm-hmm. fellow.
Yeah.
You know what happened to him?
Clark, right? His name is Clark. I don't know his last name. I know everybody's last names here. I mean, you know, and where what street they were born on and everything about that, you know.
Yeah.
Clark he started crying a little bit and started talking about a boogeyman from DC. And I've never been to DC. I don't know what he's talking about. And then he left his sword down on the ground, and then a swamp rat, and I'm not kidding you, and you all were there, but I apparently don't remember it. A swamp rat came out of the sewer manhole, went over, grabbed his sword, and went back down into the sewer manhole. So at that point, I mean, he said, "Not again." And I don't know how, if it was like more swamp rats have tried to steal a sword, or what kind of animal would try to steal a sword.
To be fair, that sword was made by two cats. So
we need to put a chain on that sword.
Yeah. Question. So we are talking about the same guy, angry face, sharp edges. He actually put his sword down, so of course he chased it, right? Even inebriated, I can't see him letting a swamp rat run away with his sword.
You know, in my life, I've never seen anybody run down into a sewer just kind of willy-nilly going through a manhole, but I'd say there's a first time for everything, and that certainly was it.
I think it's a DC thing.
Yeah, probably. Well, hopefully he can find us when he gets his sword back.
He's a capable murdery man. He'll either find us or we'll run into him working for Ella or something. I'm not going to worry about Clark right now.
And incredibly resilient, surprising, almost superhuman.
I hit him with a car. But he's fine.
That is true.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to find him.
Okay, so
We don't have any leads yet. If we hear about swamp rats toting gun modified swords or sword modified guns, I don't even know what he had on his person, other than that it just never stays on his person. Apparently, we need to
follow the dismembered trail of bodies.
Oh yeah, yeah, the spinal fluid. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
we should be able to follow the spinal fluid.
Oh.
Maybe if I can get an ultraviolet light, I read somewhere that you could use that to follow. Okay, I won't go into detail. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
We needed to go to the Sweet Chariot to find some information.
So I'll be honest. I'll be 100% honest here. I know I grew up with not just scholars, but with entertainers. But I cannot carry a tune in a bucket. I can't play any instruments. I cannot sing. I can juggle knives. I can dance with a sword balanced on my head. I can do pinpoint trick shots. I absolutely can't sing or dance. And I don't know.
I was pretty impressed with the little smoky performance that you put on. So, I mean, at this point, I mean, that's the most impressive thing I've seen. But Buck pretty much guaranteed that you all were musicians.
I'm sitting on the ground, like holding my head in my hands, trying to get the hangover to go or the headache to go away. And I just hold up the trombone and I just go, Snick, this is a gun.
You know, I don't really believe you, but I mean, it's an instrument that I'm sure you can play, and you look like a trombone man. I mean, just, you know, really a real horn dog. Well, and that's why we called.
I'm in a lot of pain right now, so I'm going to ignore that and let that one slide, that you called me a trombone guy.
Nick, I'm afraid I have this fear that I know what you were about to say.
What are we about to say there, Lonnie? You're always full of some good quality humor and writing in my day. Tell me about it, my friend.
I was afraid that you were about to call this band the Horn Dogs.
Well, I mean, that's the agreed upon name is Jolly Pirate and the Five Horn Dogs. I mean,
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
Well, I guess it's the Jolly Pirate and the Four Horn Dogs now, because your other horn dog went down the hole.
Oh, God.
Why are horn dogs going down holes? Oh, God.
Usually they're coming out.
Our adventures continue after this short break.
I can probably make a hangover cure if I have a
chemistry bench,
a clean kitchen, and 10 minutes to sit and
throw up medicine.
Intelligence plus medicine.
Yes, difficulty 2.
So I have a tagged skill there, so mm-hmm. I think I do.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. An 11 and a 17. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, you got one. Sorry about that. So you reach down in your pocket and you pull out just like a handful of little smokies.
Oh, God.
Just like you just have a bunch of little, it's not pork meat. We established that it was not.
Right. Yeah. I do a little face. Go. All right.
Oh, God, don't, because then I will.
Never mind. Sure.
Roll endurance plus survival, difficulty 2.
Is that me?
No, that's Hazel. Oh. She's holding the pork.
That is a 7 and a 20. God. All right.
So, okay, you, you feel a pain within you that kind of bubbles up, almost in like an acid spray. You're also thinking about these swamp rats you fought just a few days ago, and it just like all fires out. And it's so surprising and kind of like a projectile that the little smokies that are in your hand like leave your hand and it goes into the mix, like you're making some sort of like street side potion.
Do I have to roll for throwing on that one?
As soon as I start to see her retch, I walk away. I cover my ears. I'm like, no, no, no. Like, I just... Pep, tell me when she's done.
My character, by the way, for the record, this is the closest you've seen to her to being embarrassed or mortified since you've met her. She's just like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I got... All right. Mental note. Drinking bad. Drinking bad.
Yep.
Drinking bad.
All right, sweet chariot, clean water. Yeah.
At this point, a bicyclist kind of runs down the street and sees the group and yells at you and says, Happy Tuesday. And then Snick looks at him and says, Happy Tuesday. And he kind of looks at your group ready.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wait, do you guys not remember that either?
Oh,
no.
Oh, God.
It's too much for right now. It's too. I'll break in. Let's go to the sweet chariot first. And after that, we'll get you all set up.
Is there some place in the sweet chariot we can just lie down?
I whisper to all of you, I go, guys, they told me about this. Communists always try to take you to a second location.
thank you for the
Hazel, there's, thank you. Hazel, there's plenty of places to lay down at the sweet chariot, just not what you're thinking. Yeah.
Hey,
okay, so, well, I at this point, even a clean floor is fine. Let's go.
I didn't say that. Let's go.
So you all cross the street with Snick, and Snick enters the door, and you all follow with him. And the velvet curtains of the club are pulled back as you enter the small establishment known as the Sweet Chariot. There's a bar along the left wall. A ghoul sits dressed in, multiple ghouls sit dressed in pinstripe suits with various needles stuck throughout. Towards the stage sits patrons dressed in Brotherhood of Steel initiate outfits. The old wood floors creak as a scantily dressed ghoul with a large fluffy tail walks from behind the purple velvet curtains. The ghoul begins rubbing their tail, and the crowd catcalls. The ghoul sticks their hands in the air like they're surrendering, but then smiles and begins clicking their fingers and thumbs like claws. The hand claws rip the rest of their outfit, revealing two pasties on their chest that begin shooting off a green slime into the crowd. A young Brotherhood of Steel recruit extends his hand towards the ghoul, offering caps. The ghoul smiles, reaches down, and stings the boy on his head with their fluffy tail. And then you hear, Give it up for Rita, the Rad Scorpion! And there's applause and catcalls. Snick walks over to the bartender and yells, The town is here!
Oh, my God.
Looks at Lonnie and says, You Brotherhood of Steel guys are into some freaky stuff, man. Real freaky stuff. Whatever gets
you
your engine.
You can tell it's Tuesday because Rita the Red Scorpion's here.
Is that why it's Happy Tuesday?
Guys, I don't think that's a real Rad Scorpion.
Thank you, Hazel. Thank you.
No.
My pleasure.
Oh, how do you make a burlesque Fallout show? It's a rat scorpion.
I've been thinking about this for a while. We've had several conversations.
Oh God!
I'm a fan of what you came up with.
Oh my God! Tell me that's a Super Mutant Monday. TGID. Thanks God, it's Duck Claw Friday. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So Snick has walked over to the bar and yelled, the town is here. At this point, what do you all do?
I walk over to the bar. I lean against the bar. I put my forehead down against the bar. And I just stay there. It's nice and cool. It's nice and cool. I'm just gonna stand here for a minute. It's okay.
Snick gives you a little pat on the back. Like, it's gonna be okay.
I'll, pull up next to Hazel and at the barkeep, just like four waters.
Snick says, yeah, four waters, and give me another one of those Sazeracs. I love those things.
Why does that word make my fight or flight response trigger?
Well, Pep leans over to Lonnie. Like, it might be a good way to get rid of him if he gets, you know, messed up and we don't. Because...
Oh.
We're not exactly batting 100 on that one, guys.
Well, if
seriously, I think his tolerance is a lot higher. Well, I know his tolerance is a lot higher than mine.
Well,
I need to learn some kind of poison resistance at this point, honestly. Seriously.
So do they want us to go up on stage now, or do we have a later curtain time. Are we headliners? Are we headlining this? What's going on?
I mean, we're going to go up on, I mean, we're kind of a little bit late. I mean, you all really, I mean, we're maybe like a few hours late at this point. So like the stage prep and everything is a different story. So they're going to want us to go up there and perform. And from what?
Are you sure this is a gun?
Definitely, it looks like a trombone to me.
Hear me play this? Did you hear me at any one? Did you hear
Can
me
you not
at any
play
one
the trombone?
Time? No.
This is a real. I mean, Buck, you were the one that promised it, that said, you know, you all were enterprising capitalist folk, and you would do anything for a good paycheck.
That sounds like
Buck. Okay.
Besides the like capitalist him. Part, that does the rest. That doesn't sound like me, though.
Okay, guys, I have
only
an idea.
It sounds like me.
I have an idea. It's a terrible idea, but it is an idea. I think we can pull it off. We can't really play our instruments, but I know how to dance. I know how to belly dance, and if we can just get everybody like drumming to do like some sort of percussion, maybe we can get away with not having to play any instruments.
That's the best plan we've heard so far.
It's the only one I got. If I don't puke on stage, I'm pretty sure I can pull off a decent belly dance. I did tour with a belly dancer for a couple of years when I was younger. Although I'm not exactly dressed for it. And no, I am not taking my clothes off to do it. Don't.
Okay, I understand there's a fresh out vault dweller lied to me about, you know, this like capitalism, went on a tirade for a little bit, tried to get up on like a little soapbox in town and preached about
it.
Communism for a good hour while he was trying to sip a giant pint of beer. That guy aside, Lonnie Haybear, native of New Orleans, can't play an instrument for the life of him.
I don't know.
Won't they like give you that once you're born in the world? They just like hand you like a, I don't like, what do you got, like spoons, like play something? You got your trumpet there, you can just play that.
You know what I got handed when I was little?
A good handshake and a firm slap on the butt.
Well, the second part, yeah, I was handed bullet casings and I was asked to clean and sort those so that those could be repurposed into actual ammunition. So that was the classical training I received as a child.
Well, here's the thing. You ever heard of a rain stick? You can put the bullets in like a tube, and if you stand in the back of the stage and move it around a little bit, I mean, that's, you know, that's something you can probably work with.
And that would just be very entertaining for this rowdy crowd. Lonnie, do you know any of these guys? They're Brotherhood of Steel guys. Are these like your friends? Can you get them to like pretend to like us?
Are we assuming they all know each other?
Yeah, right?
I can't see anything out of one bloodshot eye right now. Can I at least get some water in me?
We should have specified purified water. I mean, come on. It's not taking any chances.
I'm not going to, you know, I do food tricks a lot of the time. I'm not going to trick the water.
Not at a bar in New Orleans.
Not at a bar. You're going to get some water.
They'd lose their city charter pretty quick if they were using dirty water.
I made you drink absinthe. I made you eat terrible little smokies. I made Lonnie eat a hand. I made you all eat some like Meyer jerky.
if we're calling it Meyer jerky, that's being generous with the description. No, it's really funny. Nobody has asked survivalist Hazel if she knows how to cook yet. So that should be interesting.
We haven't gotten to that. So yeah, eventually that'll come up. Yeah. Lonnie's going to sip this water as though it is the best thing he's ever had in his life. Because right now it probably is.
Oh, poor Lonnie.
Because it, you know, dry mouth, dehydrated, something cold that's not liquor. His body is probably really appreciating the hydration right now. And as I take those first sips, maybe I will take a look at the crowd and see if there's anyone I recognize. I find it a bit odd that the Brotherhood has been excommunicated, yet there are so many openly wearing their fatigues in this area. So
I'm going to do a perception plus. What are you looking for? You're looking for like why the Brotherhood is here. Or
well, if I can recognize anyone, but like the mental question is, it's pretty bold of them to be here wearing what they are after hearing what I heard. So I'm kind of getting mixed signals there. So I guess now if I could do a,
I'm going to do a perception plus speech, difficulty one for you.
I rolled a 18 and a 10, so no successes. So,
you look around the bar and, you see one of your best friends with the Brotherhood of Steel initiates, and that's pretty much all you can see, all you can notice that's like particularly out of place.
Oh, what is their name?
You think it's Roger?
Roger's here.
Roger, from the Brotherhood of Steel, he's here.
Dang, where's Roger sitting?
Sitting with a group of Brotherhood of Steel people in the front.
Oh, is it the type of place that's got like the circular tables, or is this like circular tables?
Circular tables. Every chair is facing the stage. Lampshade that's like a little bit askew on each little one.
Yeah.
It's all kind of like a classic. Like the stage juts out a little bit. There's like a runway for the dancers to get out there and shut their stuff. But
yeah. Is there a chair available at that table?
Yes, there is.
Awesome. I'm going to finish my water, put it down, and say, I will be right back. I'm going to see if I can find out what's going on, why there's so many Brotherhood here.
Are you going to take anybody with you, or are you just going to go alone? It's fine either way, but I'm just curious.
If somebody wants to follow me, but I wasn't really anticipating someone coming along, so I will make my way over there.
Sounds good. You sit down at the table, and all of these guys are kind of talking to themselves. They're all men. They're all humans, dressed in Brotherhood of Steel initiate clothes. They are just kind of talking to themselves. They don't really notice you at all.
Okay. I'm going to scan faces. Is Roger still there?
You think that you recognize Roger, yeah.
Okay. I was going to speak up. Hey, fellas.
Hey, dude.
They're not paying much attention to me, which means I can kind of listen in. What are they talking about?
Okay, roll perception plus speech, difficulty one.
This time I get two successes.
Great, so bank an AP. You hear this conversation happen that kind of sounds like this.
Bro, you know we're not supposed to be out here, but I mean, we just, when it's Jimmy's birthday, I mean, we just got to go to the Sweet Chariot. I mean, It's practically like tradition at this point. I mean, the knights told us that we really weren't supposed to, but I mean, this is the Marini. I mean, nothing really is, we're not going to get caught out here, but I fucking love Rita. I love seeing her, and I hope that, my God, if she could sting me some more, I mean, that would just be the bee's knees, my dudes.
The bee's knees, my dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how they sound.
It's the stinger scorpion.
Gotcha. So these guys are just on a birthday bender, it sounds like. They're just, why are they wearing, everything about this, Lonnie's like, God, they're such idiots, aren't they? Even Roger.
They kind of see, and they're like, bro, you want shots? You want shots?
Got dudes, bros. I've had 24 hours of nothing but like Sazerac and beer, and beer after liquor, beer before liquor, beer with liquor.
Hold up, dude, are you like?
Are you a scribe?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Guys, come over here. We got what's your name, my dude?
Private Hey Bear.
My name is Private Jimmy. I think I'm not sure. I don't know. They just gave me these uniforms a little bit ago. But I haven't actually there's like the secret code, you know. Do you remember the password they gave us?
No, that, like, when did they give out passwords? Because I've been on and away for a while now. Like, I heard stuff went down locally. I wasn't here for it. I was on and away, and I just came back into town like yesterday.
How did you get here then?
There's this like caravan that they had me helping out with. So like I had an in through the caravan, but yeah, like I got here and they said that like we'd been kicked out.
Listen, you're talking too much. We got to get shots in here. We got to get shots. And they all get up and they walk towards the bar. Trying to go get shots. At this point, Snick turns around and says, "All right, we're on in five. Let's go ahead on backstage," and kind of motions everybody to the back.
Okay, so Hazel takes her head off the counter. Just goes, "All right, you can do this. You can do this, Hazel May. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. All right. I don't know if I can do this. Okay, we're doing this." Guys, come on. Let's get this done.
It can't get any worse. Just do our best,
don't
guys.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever.
What if you say it, it won't come true?
That's not how it works.
I am pretty sure that might be how it works.
She absolutely eyeballs him like, God. All right, let's go.
So you all go backstage and... you see a bunch of like ghouls walking around just with like nothing on, but there's nothing discernible because they're ghouls. Particularly like you're not really quite, nobody's really quite sure what's going on. It's mostly ghouls back there, just kind of walking around getting different outfits. And Snick kind of gets everybody and huddles you up together and says, "All right, guys, are we going? I booked us to be Jolly Pirate and the Five Horn Dogs, but we're not playing any horns. And Hazel's gonna do a belly dance. Is that right?"
Yes. I'll do it wearing a pirate hat if it helps.
Well, I mean, you bought a pirate. I mean, we all bought pirate hats. I mean, that's our costume for tonight. And he hands out tri-corner hats to everyone.
Oh Jesus!
I take the hat. I look deep into his soul, into his eyes, like the most enduring eye contact. And I just go, "Who are you?"
Will the crew perform a fantastical performance at the Burlesque Club? Find out next time on Rad Rolls.